I'm so sore. I must have worked so hard yesterday in my exercise session because I'm so sore. Well, if you poke yourself in the foot over and over a few thousand times, your foot will be sore too. But it doesn't necessarily mean that your foot's had a good workout. So, do you have to get sore for your exercise to work? And is it true that if you're really sore the next day, it must have been a great workout? No. Muscle soreness is not a sign of whether an exercise has made you stronger or fitter or more flexible or given you more endurance. That's one answer. Yes, doing something different physically will put stress on your muscles, and when you have stress on your muscles from overload, there is definitely a chance you'll get stronger because your body's not used to a new activity. However, rather than saying, I'm really sore from my workout, it'd be really great for us to say, so that we can encourage the people that don't like to exercise, I feel really tight after my exercise from yesterday rather than sore. Because most people want to have tight muscles, they just don't want to have sore ones. So we could change our vocabulary. So, yes, when you do something different or you overload your muscles, you may have delayed onset of muscle soreness. The technological. The technological, I won't even go there again, description of why do I get sore after my workout 1 or 2 days? No one really knows, by the way, not even the scientists, what is delayed onset of muscle soreness. They've got a few theories, but nobody really knows. So the other challenge we've got is that, yes, if you do silly exercises, dangerous waste of time exercises, you may get very, very sore after your workout. But that's called pain or an injury. That's not called muscle tightness or even muscle soreness. It's got nothing to do with the muscle. It means that you've got an injury. And the thing to watch out for is if the soreness or the pain is in your joint. Technically, if you've overloaded your muscle, that's obviously where the tightness should be, in the muscle, not in the joint. So if you've got joint soreness, or you have pain, then you may well be injured, and that's something you've got to be really careful about. So the thing we want to really cover and get nailed today is some uneducated fitness people will tell you that soreness is a sign that you're getting stronger. Please beware of that. Let's be very, very careful of that. Running a marathon will make you sore, however, it doesn't mean that your muscles have gotten stronger because you've run a marathon. And you'll be sore from overuse, not from strengthening. You could do an hour of toe squeezes or finger curls, or as I said before, poking yourself in the foot with a stick. It'll make you sore, but it won't make you strong. So, is it how you get sore that's important? And of course, the answer is yes. How you make progress physiologically is what is the most important thing. So, if an exercise session or exercise program or a particular exercise is done safely and it's done with superb technique, and you do more than you did last time and you overload the muscle, you may get tight muscles if you do endurance work, but that doesn't mean you'll get stronger, it just means you'll get more endurance. If you get tight muscles after doing strength training, yes, very likely that you'll be getting stronger. But the challenge is the people that do that workout and then go and train again the next day. You only get stronger if you give your muscles the time to overcompensate, recover, get stronger from the workout. So if you have muscle tightness after a workout and then you go and train again, you're going to lose the benefit of the workout. You won't get stronger, you'll actually get weaker because you're still tearing down, wearing down the muscle again. So be very careful. If you get tight muscles from doing flexibility work, stretching, then yes, you may get more flexible because you've overloaded the muscles. But once again, if you're sore from doing flexibility work, please, please, please make sure you recover before you do that again, because otherwise you'll just be putting those micro tears in the muscles again. Muscle soreness or tightness, I love the word tightness much better than soreness, is one possible side effect or an indication of progress, but it does not necessarily mean you are progressing. So what I'd like to do is take the focus completely off muscle soreness, muscle tightness, muscle anything. Here's what you need to have a look at. Am I getting stronger? Am I getting fitter? Am I getting more flexible? And if you need it or want it, am I getting more endurance? Can I go for longer, harder? Being able to lift a heavier weight over many workouts is the best indication, obviously, of how strong you're becoming. And men, yes, men, I'm not going to use women because men will get bigger when they get stronger. Now, if you're an ectomorphic man, meaning you're genetically a small man, you may put on a little bit of muscle size as you get stronger. And if you're a big guy with lots of testosterone, you eat lots of food and you rest a lot, lot and you think big and you think strong and you live and breathe it, then you're very likely that as you get stronger, you'll get bigger, much, much bigger. No, women will not get big muscles from lifting heavy weight, but we will get stronger. And isn't that fantastic? We'll also burn fat faster. Isn't that even more amazing? And we'll feel more confident. So really important that yes, that when we do weight training, we lift heavier weights, that if you do that regularly, you will not get muscle soreness. However, the first time you do it and you may have an overload session where you had lots of energy and you just had the passion that day and you'd eaten well and slept well, the next day you may have some muscle tightness. Let's get rid of the word soreness, but you won't get bigger. So yes, if you are getting stronger over each workout progressively over a period of time, then that is a much better indication of whether or not your workout's working rather than, oh, I got sore yesterday, so I must be getting stronger. If you can run faster, run further, run at a higher intensity, etc., etc., then you are getting better at running. That is the best measurement for running. Not, I went for a run yesterday, I'm really sore, so I must have had a good run. No, you might have been running on an angle, you might have a sore knee. There's all sorts of things that could have happened. The only indication of whether or not that was a great workout when it's a physical huffy-puffy workout is, am I getting fitter? If you are getting more flexible, then your flexibility workout is working for you. So if you have a good stretching session the next day, you're really sore, you don't say, wow, I must be getting more flexible because I'm really sore. No, over a period of time, if you are getting more flexible, then your flexibility workout is working for you. And obviously, if you can go further with your huffy-puffy exercise, if the goal is to run marathon or to ride your bike for 200 kilometres or to swim 3 or 4 kilometres, if you are getting better and better every time you swim, run or bike ride, then obviously you're getting more endurance. So if you go out for a long swim, the next day you've got sore, tight muscles, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting more endurance. The test of endurance is whether or not over a period of time you can swim further or run further or bike further. So the best way to test a workout, test an exercise program, is the long-term effects. And I'm talking 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 years. Am I getting fitter, stronger and healthier? Am I staying fit, strong and healthy? Am I maintaining my endurance, my energy, my enthusiasm for life? Have I got motivation to get up and exercise? If that's the case ongoing every week, every month, every year for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, then obviously you've got a great workout happening. And if you feel fit, if you feel strong and you feel confident, and if you are lean, yes, you look in the mirror and you've got no squishy mushy bits, you look good naked and you are energetic and healthy, your exercise program is working with or without muscle soreness. So some people say, look, my muscles don't get sore the next day, I mustn't be working hard, but they're fit and strong and healthy and look amazing, so don't be bothered with the soreness. On the other hand, if you're not getting fitter or stronger, if you're not energetic, if you have low self-confidence about your body and you do not look good without your clothes on, doesn't matter how sore your exercise program is making you, it's not working. You can have 1,000 exercise programs and give you muscle soreness every single day and you get up the next morning and go, oh, I'm so sore, I'm so tired. But if you still look flabby in the mirror, it's not working. If you're not getting fitter and you're not getting more flexible and you're not getting stronger, then your exercise program is not working with or without muscle soreness. And here is a great challenge from K-Man, the exercise physiologist with the master's degree in exercise science. His challenge is this: aim to get fitter, stronger, healthier, maintain that for the rest of your life without muscle soreness. Because obviously muscle soreness means that you overloaded to the point where your muscles got sore. If you do that progressively, if you get stronger progressively, you won't get any muscle soreness. So let's talk about tightness rather than soreness. And let's talk about how fit, strong and healthy you are long term, not how sore you are the next day. Be healthy, be fit, be strong and be happy. Woohoo!